Daily News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Lebanon's president pledged swift justice for those who messed up in Tuesday's devastating port explosion, but rejected widespread calls for an international probe. He says the blast was either caused by negligence or through foreign interference, such as a missile or bomb. Just what ignited a massive shipment of ammonium nitrate remains unclear. Officials have said that work had recently begun on repairs to a port warehouse, while others suspected fireworks stored either in the same place or nearby. Meantime, rescue teams from France, Russia, Germany, Italy, and other countries coordinated their search efforts. Four bodies were uncovered near the port's control room, where a significant number of people were expected to have been working at the time of the blast. And relief flights from Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates landed in Lebanon on Friday, following others from France, Kuwait, Qatar, and Russia. And the United States slapped sanctions Friday on Hong Kong's top leader, this after ordering sweeping restrictions on Chinese-owned social media giants TikTok and WeChat. In the most significant U.S. action on Hong Kong since Beijing imposed a tough security law, the U.S. Treasury Department said it was freezing U.S. assets of Chief Executive Carrie Lam and 10 other senior officials. The U.S. is unhappy with the passing of a law which bans subversion and other perceived offenses, which U.S. officials say violates promises made by China before Britain handed back the territory in 1997. In the executive order affecting TikTok, Trump gave Americans 45 days to stop doing business with the Chinese platforms, effectively setting a deadline for a sale of TikTok to Microsoft. China is voicing outrage at the move, with a spokesman saying the U.S. is carrying out arbitrary political manipulation and suppression. This is VOA News. Indian media are beginning to report fatalities after a passenger jet carrying at least 185 people from Dubai crash-landed at an airport in southern India on Friday and broke in two. The Air India Express jet crashed at an airport in Kerala state. A deputy from the state confirmed that the pilot had died in the crash. Rescue operations are underway, with heavy rains expected to add difficulty. Michael Ojo, a Nigerian basketball player who previously played for Red Star Belgrade, died at the age of 27 during a training session in the Serbian capital on Friday, the club said. The club could not confirm the cause of death, but local media reported that he suffered a heart attack. Born in Lagos, the 7-foot center played for Florida State University in the United States before heading to Europe to start his professional career. After a stint with a smaller Belgrade team, he moved to European giants Red Star, where he spent two seasons, quickly becoming a fan favorite. Ojo had been without a club since June 30th, but was still training with Red Star. His former team released a statement mourning the loss of the cheerful giant. British Interior Minister Priti Patel on Friday described the volume of migrants crossing the channel as appalling and unacceptably high and called on France to help keep numbers down. Patel made her comments on social media the day after British border officials detained 235 migrants as they tried to cross the narrow stretch of water between the UK and France. It was a record daily high. The government has come under increasing political pressure from critics to tackle the issue and has floated the idea even of using the Royal Navy to patrol the channel. The figures are shameful, Patel said in a series of messages on Twitter. Patel, whose parents left Uganda in the 1960s to live in Britain, called on genuine refugees to claim asylum in European states rather than travel to the UK, and she urged the French authorities to do more, like help intercept boats and return migrants to France. Media reports claim that more than 3,400 people have made the crossing so far this year. And more than 1,600 square kilometers of Brazil's Amazon rainforest were cleared in July, a significant reduction on the record 2019 numbers, though the total area deforested this year remains higher than 2019, according to official data published on Friday. For more on these and other international stories, please check out our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington. ¶¶